A hard choice for Mona. "Good morning, Mona," smiled Miss Edwards as she greeted each student at the door of her class. "Hi, Miss Edwards. Guess what I'm getting for my birthday?" "I have no idea," she replied. "A guinea pig." "Oh, won't that be fun?" laughed Miss Edwards. Mona quickly took her seat and told all her friends the fun news as they waited for the bell to ring. "Good morning, Peter," smiled Miss Edwards as he passed by, but he said nothing. Peter did not like school. He was older and bigger than his classmates, and he was often mean and bossy. As he walked by Miss Edwards' desk, he accidentally knocked her glass of water over with his backpack and ruined all the papers she had laid out. Peter glared at the class and spoke in a low voice, "If anyone tells on me, you'll be sorry." Everyone grew strangely quiet. "Hi, Ben," said Miss Edwards as he hurried toward the room. "You sure look happy this morning." "My dad's taking me fishing after school today, and I can't wait." "Lucky you," replied the teacher. "Hey, Miss Edwards," shouted Ben as he walked toward his seat. "There's water all over your desk and floor." "Oh, my," sighed Miss Edwards. "These were for our reading lesson today. Does anyone know how this happened?" The room went completely silent. As she glanced around the room, Peter pointed to Jimmy. Jimmy's face went white with fear. "I didn't do it," he shouted. "Tell her, Jake," demanded Peter. "It was Jimmy, right?" Jake was too scared to tell the truth, so he nodded his head, and then a few other students agreed. "Jimmy, we'll have a talk later," said the teacher. "But I didn't do it," he said. Mona saw the whole thing. She knew Jimmy didn't do it. "Poor Jimmy," she thought. "But if I tell on Peter, what will he do to me?"